Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Rico Securities H1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Rico Securities Limited. From management team, we have Mr. Hitesh Lakhani, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Rajendra Shah, Whole-time Director and CFO, and Mr. Deep Lakhani, Head of Technology. With that, now I hand over the call to Mr. Hitesh Lakhani for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Today, to discuss the financial and operational performance of Rico Securities Limited for the first half of financial year 2026. On behalf of the management team, I extend a warm welcome to all our investors, analysts, and stakeholders participating in today's discussion. Rico Securities is a diversified financial services company with operations spanning retail and institutional broking, proprietary trading, margin trading, depository service, and market making. With nearly three decades of experience, we have built a resilient and technology-driven platform that emphasizes operational excellence, disciplined risk management, and customer-centric growth. During the first half of FY26, our total income stood at 386.67 crore, EBITDA at 25.96 crore, and profit after tax at 17.75 crore. Our performance reflects steady operational progress and continued efforts to enhance efficiency, scalability, and service quality. Over the past year, we have made significant progress in enhancing both our core trading infrastructure and client engagement ecosystem. Our margin trading facility, which has recently commenced operation, now has a book size of around 10 crore and witnessing healthy momentum. We expect this segment to grow by 30%-40% every half year. As we expand participation and optimizing leverage management. On the digital front, our online account opening process has been successfully rolled out, supported by a mobile application designed for seamless portfolio access and paperless onboarding. The final stage of enhancement for the app will be completed within the next 3 months, enabling a fully integrated real-time trading and client service experience. We have also strengthened our institutional business, onboarding several institutional clients, which reinforces our position as a trusted intermediary in India's evolving capital markets. Rico's edge lies in the robust technology infrastructure, automated risk management, and high client retention. Our trading systems are built on a low-latency, high-efficiency framework that enables seamless execution and reliability. Our VAR-based risk management system ensures minimal human intervention while optimizing risk-return outcomes. Further, as accredited market maker on both BSE and NSE, we actively support 40-45 SME IPOs annually, contributing to liquidity stability and market depth in India's SME ecosystem, an area where Rico has established strong leadership. Looking ahead, we are well-positioned to leverage multiple growth levers. Diversified revenue model. We onboarding our income streams beyond traditional market investment through enhanced brokerage service and structured proprietary trading. Digital client acquisition, planned investments in digital marketing and analytics will strengthen client onboarding, engagement, and retention. Technology upgrades, continuous enhancement to research, back office, and quantitative system will drive efficiency and scalability. Institutional expansion, we are targeting growth in institutional brokerage through empanelment with banks and foreign institutional investors. Geographical expansion. Our focus is to extend beyond Maharashtra and Gujarat through digital channel, franchise model, and sub-broker network, driving wider retail participation. Thus, initiatives are guided by our principle of strategic capital reallocation, channeling resources towards scalable, technology-led, and high-yield business verticals. The broader financial service sector continues to benefit from rising retail participation, deepening liquidity, and digital transformation. With over 150 million demat accounts and rapidly growing mutual fund assets, India's capital market offers a strong structural foundation for sustainable growth. At Rikhav, we expect 20-25% year-on-year growth driven by ongoing digital initiative, expanding clientele reach, and operational efficiency improvement. Our focus remains on delivering consistent performance while creating long-term value for all shareholders. In closing, I would like to express our gratitude to our shareholders, clients, partners, and employees for their continuous trust and support. We remain committed to strengthening our platform, deepening client relationship, and pursuing sustainable technology-driven growth in the years ahead. With that, we now open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Kakshi Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, what is your expected return on capital from MTF over the next year?
It is between 15-20%.
Okay. Okay.
This straight away interest is about 14% plus brokerage on for debt clients. Means with brokerage it's 15-20%.
Okay. So my second question will be, how many active users does your mobile app have and how fast it is growing?
Just now only 1,500 to 1,800.
Okay. My last question will be, what share of new clients use digital KYC and how are you improving the funnel?
The digital KYC has already successfully started.
Okay. Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for this opportunity and answering my questions. Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Shreya Mahajan from HNI. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, audible.
Okay, so I have three questions. How is average revenue per user growing and what steps will it increase it in further?
Pardon?
How is average revenue per user growing?
Average revenue per user, just now we calculate the active user is around 6,000 per year.
Any steps, upcoming steps to make it grow more?
Per user revenue?
Yes.
It depends on the market condition. If the market is improved, it's automatically improved. Or because just now we don't have any mechanism where the we can improve that per user revenue. Because whenever the customer comes, we don't know how much they give us the revenue, you know.
Okay. One more question I have. How do your brokerage rates compare to peers? And how sensitive are clients to pricing?
Our online brokerage rate is just at par with the discount brokers.
Okay.
And offline is little bit higher.
And return on the equity are you targeting for the MTF business?
Return on equity for MTF, just that answer I have already given, no? 15% to 20%.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Sakshi Shinde, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity. So my
Sakshi, sorry to interrupt. You're not audible properly. You need to increase your volume from your end.
Okay, okay, ma'am. So my question is, how do you ensure liquidity and the fair pricing in SME market, making when the volumes are low?
We are providing both the side quotes. So whenever anybody wants to buy the shares from that quote, they can buy, and if the sale want to sell the shares, then they can sell. So we provide the both the quotes.
Okay. My next question is, your MTF book is growing, and when it is average loan size and interest rate and the payment behavior?
I don't understand your question.
Your MTF book is growing.
Yeah.
So, what is the average loan size, interest rate,
which,
and the repayment behavior?
Which loan size?
Per user.
Per user.
Yes.
Per user, it is between 20 to 50 lakhs average.
Okay. My next question is, how do you fund MTF growth and now the funds, bank lines and other securities?
Just now, we have deployed our fund. And we have sanctioned the fund for MTF from the Tata Capital.
Okay.
5 crore sanction is there. If the size is growing, then we can have additional line for the funding of the MTF.
Okay, sir. My last question is, how do you control concentration risk in MTF by client and by stock?
That limits we have defined in our risk management system.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ishita Patel, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, you are audible.
Yeah, I hope I'm audible. So, also my first question is that you have said that 99% of your clients are retention. So, what is the active number of your client and how you keep them engaged?
Actually, just now we have closed group of our clients which are known to us since last 25 years. So that clients we have retained. Just by getting unknown clients, we don't have any experience. So the whoever the old clients are there, they are since with us with since 25 years.
Okay. What do you think? Why do clients leave the organization? And what are your plans to reduce the number of them?
I don't understand your question.
Actually, I'm asking. So, most of your clients, they are a retention. So, they are with you from past so many years. I'm saying whatever the number of clients they have, they left the organization. So what steps are you taking to reduce that number?
We do not have clients leaving us.
Miss, up till today, mostly none of the clients are left. If the clients is wants to leave or close accounts, then our RM will pursue them, and whatever the problem they face, we try to solve that problem, and on that way we retain the client.
What type of client drives you most of your revenue? Like, they are retail clients or HNIs or any institution? So, what type of clients?
All three types of clients: retail, HNI, and institution. Institutional clients, just we have started.
Okay, fine. Sure. So that's all from my side. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Anshul, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good morning.
Yes, you are audible.
So I just wanted to ask, so how large is your SME market making book today, and how do you decide which IPO to participate in?
For the selection of the SME market, market making, one, we depend on the merchant bankers, and second, we preliminary examining the company, and maybe possible sometimes we visit the company and we meet the promoters, but mostly the merchant bankers who are known to us and who are working with us since last couple of years, means depending on that, we trust on that merchant bankers.
Okay. And SME market making volumes are often volatile. So how do you ensure consistent profitability and manage liquidity?
Since last 6 months, we have reduced the exposure in SME segment.
Okay. So you don't usually now participate in SMEs?
Yeah. It's compared to lower participation, or we exit on the opening only. Means long term investment.
So for the long term gains.
Yeah.
Okay. And for the business side, I wanted to ask that you are expanding digitally and geographically, right? So, what share of new clients acquisition is expected to come from your app or versus your physical franchises, which would be expecting from the next years?
At least 25% to 30% growth in number of clients.
Okay, and what revenue you are targeting for that? I mean, expected to target in coming up to 2 to 3 years?
From the brokerage side?
Yeah, from overall with the
overall it's 25% to 30%,
and from
year on year.
Okay. And particularly from the brokerage side, like physical franchises you are speaking about,
same, it is around 25% to 30%, maybe 40% to 50% depending on the market condition.
Okay. Well, that's it from my side for now. If I have another questions, I will join back to the queue.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Abhishek Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Yeah, so my first question is, what recent SEBI or exchange changes affect your economic most, and how are you adapting?
It is a somewhat adverse effect in overall business, but we manage very well, So we retain means our retain the growth.
ओके
तो मतलब उनको
अभी अभी जो रिसेंट चेंजेस आया इट इट अफेक्ट्स एवरी ब्रोकर्स.
ओके एंड हाउ डू यू हैंडल साइबर एंड डेटा सिक्योरिटी एंड व्हाट इम्प्रूवमेंट्स हैव यू मेड लेटली?
1 मिनट देट माय सन दीप विल आंसर.
हेलो या
Yeah, so for cybersecurity and this thing, we have a basic security patch that rolls out every 3 months for our app and this thing. You could see on the Logon Play Store. For the secondary trading diet system, that is kind of a this thing, vendor-based system, we have a system audit, cyber audit that is regulated by SEBI as well as some guidelines issued by the CyberCell. On the tertiary side, we have now improved our UPI handles and this thing, which will be rolling out in 3 months, which will have the accredited name for the brokers. So that will also be one thing. And other than that, I guess we are not exposed in such a way to any cybersecurity threats since we have a closed network loop at our end for back office and this thing. So any view access that is going on, that is through a tunnel. So we manage the logs and everything for that through firewall.
Okay. And my last question is, which part of your business is growing fastest in profit terms and what's the reason?
In profit terms, definitely prop business is growing.
Okay. Any reason?
Because for all other business, it is a capital intensive business. Minimum 2 years is required to cover the technology and marketing expenses.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rohan Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I wanted a color on the current assets of your firm. So, what I can see is you are holding inventories of around 150 crores. So, that would be the market maker portion that we have, right? And
No,
apart
no.
from that, sorry?
No, it is not full the market maker portion.
Okay.
Means more than 60% is a stock which we are taking for the prop business for the cash to future or SLBM segment arbitrage business.
So any I think there is no like disclosure. I mean details are not available in the balance sheet, so it would be great for investors, you know, if you could give provide details for the same. So I think that is one thing.
Yes, you want details of how much stock for the market making and what is the other stock.
Right.
We will not will you one I will note that and I will provide it if you give me the your email address then.
Sure, sir. I'll provide the email address, sir. And one more thing is, sir, the company is holding around 160 crores, 150 crores plus of cash in as for September.
Hi. It is not cash. Cash means it is a bank FD which was given to the exchange for the margin purpose.
Okay. So any so that will be maintained, right? Because we need
Yeah.
it for market maker activity, is what I believe.
Not only market, not for the market making activity. It is a for the prop trading and the client's margin purpose.
Okay, got it, sir. And also any plans of the company going to merchant banking, sir?
No, no.
Forward. Seeing the outlook. Okay.
No,
Thank you
no,
so
no,
much. Hope you can maintain the good run rate. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Sakshi Shinde, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Sakshi, unmute yourself and proceed with
Yes.
your question.
Am I audible now?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. So, sir, I'm new to the company, but I'm following the company since few weeks. So you are guiding, you're given a guidance of 20-25% growth. So I just want to understand and bit curious, like, how you plan to achieve this? Like, because this is a very competitive market, and what and you are guiding that 20-25% would be growth. So
basically our size is small, so we can easily achieve 20-25%. If the size is bigger, then it's difficult to achieve. Second, means our young generations comes in with us, and we have more than 35 years of experience in this market. Just 1 year till today, we don't have any expansion plan, but now we are having very good expansion plan with the technology upgradation and marketing we can have, and that 20-25% growth is easily comes from the prop trading business.
So you are talking, you are a very ambitious and positive observer, which we also want to see in Rikhab. So where I can see Rikhab in next 5 years?
Next 5 years, we can have more than 100 crores profit after tax.
This is such a big, guidance. I hope this...
We have target that.
Okay, very good to hear. Good to hear, and I wish that recovery is there. So, wanted to understand few more things, like... how much growth do you expect from broking or market making, proprietary trading and MTF?
One thing. Immediate growth from the proprietary trading first.
Huh?
Second is the market making.
Yes.
Which are our strength till today. And,
okay.
And then brokerage. Along with the brokerage business, along with the MTF, and after 2 years, institutional business.
So it came to my attention that Rikhab is planning for quantitative and institutional growth. How will you build this, credibility among institutional investors, which I think, like, it's a big thing to build that credibility, and seeing this competitive market, how do you, plan to do that?
For the institutional business, we have networking, our business networking, and we have also started little bit research also, and we have enough network and enough infrastructure. So we can definitely grow the institutional business within 1.5 to 2 years in a profitable mode.
Good to hear, sir. Or any risks you think there will be?
Any
risks you think there
will be? Any risk?
Yeah.
That risk is whatever the miss in stock market is there is some risk, but we have 25-30 years of experience, and we are there in stock market since 30 years, so we have confidence to overcome any risk.
Good to hear, sir. All the best. That's so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Anshul, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. So once again, I just have a follow-up question that you said you are dependent, you are trusting your merchant bankers for, selecting SMEs and all, SME IPOs for that. So that makes sense, but, there are a lot of merchant bankers who, internally assess parameters like fundamentals or post-listing liquidity or promoter quality before committing to mandate.
One thing is there,
Ms. Merchant Banker want to work permanently with us, so they are little bit more transparent with us.
Okay, but do you have any framework to manage the exposure for different merchant bankers or sectors to say, you know, avoid concentration risk if multiple IPOs from the same network perform poorly or something like that?
That we have some experience, so for that thing, we are not choosing all the merchant bankers. We are choosing 5 to 6 merchant bankers very well, and if we don't trust the merchant banker, then we deeply examine the company's management and company's profitability.
Okay. And just one another thing I just wanted to ask, that have you faced any cybersecurity incident any past year?
No.
Or something?
No.
And how much of your using, I mean, integrating in your system that AI use in finance, like exploring any AI tools for, you know, customer support, fraud detection, trade analytics, and
So for fraud detection and this thing, there have been certain guidelines that have been placed in. So let's say UPI handles are now being accredited by the banks and itself, which will give us a broken, what do you say, extension at the end. So that will be implemented within 2 to 3 months out. Secondly, for cybersecurity and this thing, major fraud detection and that thing comes out through calls and this thing. But we have an internal software which kind of manages and recognizes the calls coming in, and we verify the details before the trade has been placed. And there are certain known relationship with the sub-brokers itself. Third side, as in majorly for cybersecurity purposes, the exposure is through app and the back office. So back office, we have a firewall view only access. So there is no push entry or that thing coming in. So it is a bit technical, but on the basis of that, what happens is we have a breakpoint at the start of the maintenance of back office itself. And secondly, for app and this thing, there is a certain vendor which kind of rolls out regular updates for cybersecurity. And other than that, I don't think we have any exposure till now for like client exposure or any outside exposure where we could have a threat on it.
Okay, that's a good thing. Great. Thank you. Thank you for explaining that. And second thing is, you know, how do you plan to monetize inactive or low trading clients while maintaining high retention levels? Because most of the times that happens, you know, more people, you know, try to vent. Go for another broker and something like that. So that's why I'm asking about
it. Actually, up till now, we have very good relations with the existing clients, one-to-one relations from the management team or from the our employees and sub-brokers. So there is a retention in the clients. But now, if we expand further, then that challenge is to be there, and we have confidence that we overcome that challenge and we will try to retain maximum our clients in future.
But any guidelines, you know, any plan for any steps for that part that you would be taking? I just wanted to know about it.
So given this, I'll just add to a technical point over here. So since the new generation of client now comes in. So we have, like, we did not have app when I started out the company. So now we have an app, we have an automated back office. We are coming out with new features which the clients and the new generation of clients need. So that is one point to retain them. Second point is we have a personal, as in, touch with them. So each of the sub-broker or dealer knows the client personally and communicates with them. So what happens is, where you get an automated call from discount brokers, we have a personal, a real human kind of calling him. So that becomes a secondary touch for him. So that way, we have both the sides covered.
Okay. Fine. And do you exploring any new asset classes like bond, PMS, AIFs to serve HNIs better?
PMS. Just now we don't have any planning, but in future definitely we will think over it. If the all our that main business is
purely broking side.
Yeah.
Yes. Got it. Thank you. That's it from my side. All the best.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Dhanraj, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So I just wanted to know on the mutual fund part. So you basically offer mutual fund distribution. So how are you planning this, planning to grow this business? Like, are we seeing any margin opportunities to grow in future?
So for the mutual fund part, we have just started out. So I'll say that we have a basic empanelment system that has been going on with all the mutual fund houses right now to give a accessibility to every investor out. Then on the second stage, we are kind of moderating and making an online platform where the client could directly attain those mutual funds and like start SIPs, SWPs and everything out online. So that would be the second stage that we are still on the implementation stage. Third would be, since we have our own client base, it will be kind of reachable in the direct sense that we'll be giving first access to them. Then we'll kind of go to a marketing forward stage where we'll kind of acquire clients beyond what our reach is.
So are we expecting any margin opportunities to grow because of this business, like new segment, you can say?
Yes. That would be a parallel, you could say, that we are expecting it to grow with institutional business as well.
Mm-hmm. Also, I just joined a bit late, so this might be a very big question, but I just wanted to know the profit, like the revenue has increased around 300%, but profits have been falling. So can you explain, like, what is the reason behind that?
What? Repeat the question. Please repeat the question.
I just wanted to know that H1 revenue has increased by 300%, but the profits have fallen. So can you explain the reason behind that?
Where the profit is fallen?
Profit has increased, but the revenue has increased, but the profit has fallen.
No, profit is not fallen. No margin.
Why on margin?
Profit margin or profit is fallen? This is
margin.
Revenue to profit. Revenue na kitla percent?
We have combined that revenue includes brokerage and turnover of the sell purchase and the F&O business. So revenue is not the exact parameters. Only profit is a parameters. If you want, means it is not just like manufacturing or any business that net profit to revenue ratio will be same, because it is stock market business. So it is not the service industries or that business. So it includes prop trading and brokerage. Both it includes. That's why it's not consistent. We assured for the overall net profit, because many times if the market is slack, so in crop business may be possible turnover is high, or many times if turnover may be low also. But actually, what is the net profit is the main thing.
Okay. That's all from my side.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Aditi Roy, an individual investor. Please go ahead. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Rakov Securities Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference call.
Thank you everyone.
On behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.